It's Tech Tuesday, Steve Bertrand.
All right, then.
It's Wendy Snyder here, along with Steve and Bridget Carey on the line with us. Bridget, how are you doing on this Tech Tuesday?
I'm feeling the holiday jollies, so doing good. How about you?
I am stressed because I'm ordering a lot of stuff online for myself, and then I'm trying, because instead of making a list, I am buying stuff for myself and then telling my sister, hey, you want to get this for me?
Did you buy yourself a hoverboard?
No, and I have heard so many warnings about the hoverboards.
Oh, yeah. It really, you could say, is blowing up in the news. I didn't mean, that was a terrible pun.
No, it actually was good. Yes, I mean, not only do you have to wear a helmet because you might fall, you would have to wear a protective suit.
So you can crack your head open and burn your hair at the same time.
What's going on?
Here's what you need to know. Obviously, these like, some people call them balance boards. It's like a Segway mixed with a skateboard. It doesn't hover. It just has two wheels.
So, Bridget,
with no
Bridget,
handle.
Right. So I was walking through the mall last weekend, and they're just like selling them at kiosks, right? I mean, they're everywhere.
They have it in the Nordstrom building.
I would avoid those. Those ones that are like cheap and they're from like some brand that let me break it down for you. If the price is too good to be true, it probably is. What's happening is that there have been a lot of these hoverboard type products out. The high end ones can be $1,500.
Oh, geez. Buy a used car.
One popular brand is called Swagway. That's $400. And guess what? If anything is cheaper than that brand, some are going for $200 even, like they're just made by, you know, random knockoff companies, they're not going through the steps that are needed to keep it safe, because these lithium-ion batteries inside are catching fire in some cases, getting a lot of attention on the news when people put videos up, causing fires. People leave it to charge and it overheats. So I would say if your kid must have one of these, there are some steps you can take to kind of make sure you're on the safer route. For one, I would do your research on the brands and go with a higher quality brand, and then just also go to the website themselves, because a high quality website also offers a 1-year warranty. You're not, you know, perhaps getting, it just is a little better to go straight to the website. And also, you may have to go straight to the website because retailers are pulling them, because retailers like Amazon, Overstock, now Target today, they're reaching out to these companies going, what proof do you have that these are safe? What have you done to ensure they're safe? And they're, waiting for documentation before they resell them again, it sounds like. Although Amazon hasn't made an official statement, you can't find a lot of the brands anymore. Well,
and that's the thing. If you go to like a Target and something's for sale, you think, well, this must have been checked out and safe, but it's turned out that maybe it's not in a lot of cases.
Here's a little twist. You know, when it comes to toys, toys have to go through safety checks and regulations, but this is not a toy. Therefore, you know, it doesn't have the same scrutiny, but we're giving it to kids, you know. So also another thing to think about is not just the brand and where you're getting it from and the price, but there are weight limits sometimes to these things. So, you know, you want to check the weight limit. Sometimes you can break these things. They can overheat. You know, it's just an engine and a battery inside, you know, no different than the technology in your laptop battery, you know. So there are things the companies say that they do to make sure that they're going to be safe. But I definitely would stay away from the cheaper brands that are just trying to, you know, pump these out quick out of China to you know, get on the trend. I can't personally say, like, which brand is the best, because right now, you know, the United States Consumer Group, I think I have the name here, they're working to actually investigate this, because they've received several complaints already, and so they're investigating which brands are good or are not good.
Someone has texted us, Bridget, how can they even call them hoverboards when the boards have wheels? They touch the ground all the time. Someone else texts
us. It kills
us.
Me. It
I
kills
know.
Me.
It's really stupid. And then somebody said, can't people walk anymore? I don't know what the target demo is for these hoverboards, as they're called.
Same thing as, well, it's the same thing as like when Razor scooters were big.
Yeah.
It's just fun to do some tricks on them. It's like that tween category, or teenagers who just want to, you know, kind of zip around and have a little fun in a different way. Why are they called hoverboards? Because no company ever called it a hoverboard until the media started calling them. And now it's just an easy, because it's hard to go, a balance board with motorized, you know, people needed a word. And right. They started calling it that, especially with everyone talking about actual hoverboards from Back to the Future. But yeah, Marty didn't have to worry about exploding hoverboards, so that's now a concern.
It also,
if you do get one, yeah, be safe, because people do fall. There's like so many YouTube videos of people who, you know, just jump on and like fall backwards and hurt themselves.
I know, and you can do that on a regular skateboard, too. You have to kind of know what you're doing. They featured a hoverboard on the Goldberg Show with Jeff Garland, too. It was really funny. So that brought it back to popularity as well. Steve, do your kids want it? Because mine certainly don't.
No, my kids
thank
would be
God.
On that. No.
Thank God. I have a quick question to you about updating the EOS, as Bill Left calls it, on the iPhone. I've been trying to eliminate some of my apps so I can upgrade to get the new emojis, quite honestly, because all I want is the middle finger. That Kevin keeps texting me that, and all I see is an alien. It is not the middle finger. I wanted the middle finger. So I've been trying to remove apps and then upgraded, and then it says there's not enough room or it failed, and then all of a sudden, lo and behold, out of the blue, I plugged my phone and it's the little window popped up and said, would you like to temporarily remove your apps to download the new EOS? I know it's iOS.
Ooh.
And I said, F yeah. That's not really how I typed it in, but I was like, yes, oh my God.
You call your phone Frank?
It asked me, and I said, oh, my God, this is the moment I've been waiting for, and I just hit okay. I don't know what it did. I don't know what happened, but now I can flip people off via text.
Well, you know, you stumbled on something that I haven't seen reported on much. That's kind of neat that Apple did that as an easy way for people who just, you know, had memory trouble, because normally the step, if you don't get that kind of pop-up, is to, you know, go through all this hassle of either, you know, choosing which apps stay or go, and you can re-download them later, or backing up your phone on iTunes by hooking it up to your computer, and then, you know, having that backup be, you know, how you restore it later when you finally do upgrade, which is kind of annoying, you know, chore.
It really is. And if you back it up to iTunes and in the cloud, which I've done, I even bought extra space, yet I don't know how to get to it. Can you just, is it wise to hit restore and put it back to the factory setting, or do you just remove some of the stuff to give you enough space to upgrade?
Oh, I would just remove some of the stuff. You don't want to completely, you know, restore everything unless you're just like totally desperate and you're just annoyed and tired of everything. Because when you have a backup, I mean, it's kind of like getting a new iPhone. Once you make that backup, and you want to restore everything to how it was, even your settings and what you have is, you know, your typical defaults, it'll all come back once you restore it. And you can even have different versions, so you can name them different things. Like, this is my the December backup, or this is my, you know, February one, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it definitely makes it easier to do that. So you don't have to delete everything in case you're worried about something going wrong. I'm always the kind of person who, like, you know, takes the safer way out, because I don't trust companies to be right all the time.
I know, but at some point I'm thinking, if it removes everything, I probably would be more relieved to start over. I'd be upset for a minute, and then I'd go, "Whoo! I've got a few more extra hours in the day now."
It takes a little more stuff, because don't forget, you do a factory reset, you got to go through, set up everything, and then you still got to put in your name, and it's still trying to set everything up and redo your email, and then you can upgrade. So there's still like a little time that will be invested in doing that. It's not exactly a clean, like, hello, welcome update.
All right. Well, be looking for that, listeners. You may just get a little window that pops up that said, would you like to temporarily lose your app so you can upload the EOS? I think we will not talk again, because I think I'm off till the end of the year. So I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and may all your tech dreams come true.
Oh, thank you. Same to you.
Thank you so much. She is Bridget Carey, and you can find her at CNET.com. She is the host of the CNET Update. She's a CNET senior editor, and really anytime I need any tech gifts, that's where I go, CNET.com, and I look at their ratings and reviews, and then I make my purchases and try and give them to my sister to give to me for Christmas.
And then everyone's happy.
Yep. Quick break, then back with news. It's Wendy Snyder. It's Steve Bertrand at 720 WGN.